we'll call this the category of half-hearted, pathetic apologies. NBC has apologized for editing a call in the Zimmerman case, you know, the 911 call. Following reports that NBC aired audio of the call that was edited in a way that implied Zimmerman was a racist, the network launched an internal investigation. Yeah, I'll bet it did. During our investigation, it became evident there was an error made in the production process that we deeply regret. So in other words, they fudged the edit. We will be taking necessary steps to prevent this from happening in the future and apologize to our viewers, the network said in a statement cited by the Washington Post. They're apologizing to the viewers. How about apologizing to Zimmerman? Anyway, let's keep going. According to Fox News, Zimmerman, a volunteer neighborhood watch leader, admits to shooting and killing the Trayvon Martin in February, but he said the shooting was in self-defense and justified under the state's stand your ground law. He also said that Martin attacked him, but that and other details of the case remain a question as authorities continue to investigate whether to charge Zimmerman. Of course, they were all over this. There was no injuries. Now some video is coming out of injuries. So, again, the mainstream media, and in particular NBC and MSNBC and that goofy Al Sharpton, jumped the gun. NBC Today Show ran the edited audio of Zimmerman's phone call to a police dispatcher, seeming to show Zimmerman saying, "The guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black." A complete transcript of the 911 call shows that Zimmerman said, "The guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around, looking about." The 911 officer then says, "Okay, and this guy, is he black, is he white, or Hispanic?" And Zimmerman said, "He looks black." The abridged conversation between Zimmerman and the dispatcher that NBC ran on March 27th has been blasted by media watchdog groups as misleading. That's good. Critics have said the edited version was made to look like Zimmerman targeted Martin because he was black, an accusation that many have said is still under investigation. So there you go. MSNBC, NBC, and all of those that are out there that are jumping the gun, so to speak, in this case. There is a lot more to be told. The whole story isn't out there, but shame on MSNBC and NBC, and they need to apologize maybe to Zimmerman. The viewers are one thing, but Zimmerman is the main thing. And let's maybe see if some lawsuits will come from this. Editing a 911 call, I'm not sure if that makes any sense at all. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.